Coal mining has for many generations been the lifeblood of eastern Kentucky. We know that. That hasn't come without its cost to people who, while others profited, have been left behind in poverty as energy production has shifted to cheaper, cleaner resources. But some who have profited handsomely from coal mining have given back. In the latest installment of his Eastern Standard series, Making Connections Between Education and Economic Success, former University of Kentucky President Lee Todd highlights one such contribution to the region.
Today I'm talking to Jennifer Carter. She's the Assistant Director of Academic Services for the Kraft Academy for Excellence in Science and Math at Morehead State University. Welcome to Eastern Standard, Jen.
Thank you, Lee.
Well, let me get you to tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into the program. So where are you from and what are you doing? What have you done?
Well, I'm from Olive Hill, Kentucky, originally, and I've lived here in Morehead most of my adult life. And I can truly say that working with the Kraft Academy has been an exciting and fulfilling job for me. Before this, I was a high school math and science teacher. I taught in Fleming County and also taught in Round County, where I established a space science program at the high school. I also direct a couple of STEM-based summer programs on campus at Morehead State, one called Space Trek, that's an all-girls space camp. And I really love teaching and working with kids, so the transition from teaching into the Kraft Academy was an easy one.
That's quite a background. You know, we use the word STEM a lot nowadays because we've become such a technical society, but science, technology, engineering, and math. And that's something that we'll talk more about in, not only in this discussion with Jen, but with others. This interview program we have is really focusing on unique opportunities for students in Kentucky that our audience knows about who have the ability to really take on some of these STEM areas. And they may not, though, be aware of the Kraft Academy, which is very unique at MSU. So tell us about the Academy.
Yeah, surely. The Kraft Academy is a residential STEM-based high school located on the campus of Morehead State University for academically accelerated juniors and seniors in the Commonwealth. It was the brainchild of Senator Robert Stivers, then State Representative Rocky Adkins, former MSU President Wayne Andrews, and entrepreneur and businessman Joe Kraft. I've heard Senator Stivers tell the story many times about how he felt as he drove away after leaving his daughter all the way across the state at a residential high school academy for gifted students. And he thought, there really needs to be an academy like this in the eastern part of the state. And he was right. I mean, we have an abundance of intelligent and academically advanced students in the Commonwealth, that there needed to be more access and opportunities to programs focused on meeting their needs. So there was legislative support and support from donor Joe Kraft. And in the summer of 2014, the work to establish the Kraft Academy began, and we welcomed our first class in the fall of 2015.
What's the mission of the Kraft, would you say? It's you've got a really good slogan I like.
Yeah, our slogan is Imagine, Invent, and Impact Kentucky and Beyond. And so in a big picture, the Kraft Academy's mission is to empower Kentucky's high-achieving youth to create, invent, and lead in STEM areas in a focused effort to improve the quality of lives in eastern Kentucky and the Commonwealth. And so that's why our tagline is Imagine, Invent, Impact Kentucky and Beyond. We don't want to just prepare students for the workforce. We want to create leaders of the workforce.
You know, I think it's really important to continue to remind students going through our educational system that we need to be solving Kentucky problems. If you have a community problem, it's best solved by that community, and we need to empower these students to be able to think that way. Well, now, how are your students selected, and how many do you attend the academy each year?
For the first 5 years of our academy, we accepted 60 students, 30 boys, 30 girls. This year, because of the accomplishments of our students, The legislators saw our success and felt we were ready to grow. So thanks to increased funding from the state, we're now accepting 14 more students, so up from 60 students per year to 74 students per year, still gender balanced. And students apply for the Craft Academy in the fall of their sophomore year of high school. The application window opens the 1st of August and closes the 1st of February every year. To apply, students first must be a Kentucky resident, and they must meet minimum ACT scores. They have to have an 18 in English, 21 in reading, and 22 in math. And they must complete an online application that includes 5 essays. And one final requirement that I think is important for parents and school counselors to know about and plan on, even from the time a student is in middle school, is that they must complete Algebra 1, Geometry, and Algebra 2 by the time they enroll in the Craft Academy. This means counselors, parents, and students need to start thinking about these math courses when students are in middle school. So the first phase of the selection process is a review of the students' ACT scores, transcript, GPA, and essays. And if they make it to the next phase, they're interviewed in person. And from there, we make a final selection.
It's a pretty rigorous process. I'm sure you get some outstanding students. And there's no better way for a student to get educated than to do it with peers who have a similar drive and similar abilities. And so I like that component of the program. When we talked earlier, you said you have a plus component to your academy, which makes it different from the other academy in Western Kentucky. So what does that consist of?
Yeah, so it's really our curriculum in general that prepares students to be the next generation of leaders. And we have what we call a STEM plus X curriculum. So not only does our curriculum include science, technology, engineering, and math courses, but this plus X component that includes courses in communications, public speaking, entrepreneurship, creativity, and public policy, all skills that emerging leaders need to be successful. And it's this curriculum that does set us apart from other similar institutions. And let me emphasize that courses in our curriculum are all Morehead State University College courses.
Well, tell us what the impact of attending the academy has on their further academic career, because they really are in college in a way already.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of early to say with certainty, with our first class just graduating from high school in the spring of 2017. But what I can tell you is that based on our graduate surveys is that most of our students pursue STEM degrees in college, including engineering, biology, computer science, environmental science, and we also have students majoring in business, communications, architecture, law, and political science. And so within just this past year, we've had graduates to report that they're pursuing other opportunities, not just academic degree programs, but they're pursuing internships in aerospace technology or research and chemical propulsion. They might be actually employed already working as a chemist in an R&D polymer facility, or we have a former student who's an engineer at East Kentucky Power Co-op. We have students who are working as managers at the American Cancer Society. So not only are they pursuing STEM-related degree programs, they're pursuing meaningful STEM-related work.
You know, I grew up in a rural town, about 2,000 people. I had no idea what you did with math and science. Figured you might be a doctor or a dentist, but that was all. What do you do to expose these students to the great number of career opportunities that they have by going through this educational program?
Yeah, that's a great point, Lee. I think many students, and I'd also say it's true for parents, they just don't know what's out there in the way of high-paying technical career opportunities here in Kentucky. So we recognize that, and we've established a program at the Craft Academy that provides exposure of industries and Kentucky businesses. Last year, we took students on tours of laboratories and facilities to let them see firsthand what's out there, including Toyota, the McBrayer Law Firm, and the University of Kentucky Sanders Brown Center for Aging, in the Marquis Cancer Center. And so after that visit to UK, one of our students said something that really had an impact on me. It was fairly profound. She said, "The cancer research being performed at UK reminded me that humanity really is striving to put an end to the world's problems, and that anyone, even high school students like myself, have the opportunity to be part of that solution." And I just got chills when she said that, because, you know, we think we're taking kids to see these great facilities and potential careers, but this just hit at such a deeper level. I was really impressed by the depth of her thinking.
Yeah, I agree. That's a lot of insight for someone of that age, and I'm sure she will follow through with that. Well, you know, one of the things we try to emphasize in this, you know, education is economic development interview program, is entrepreneurship, because you know, Kentuckians who start jobs in Kentucky will stay in Kentucky in most cases, and we have to create our own jobs. We can't continue to bet on people coming here to give us jobs. So what is, does entrepreneurship play any role in the academy?
Oh, absolutely, Lee. Believe it or not, it kind of blows my mind that some of these high school juniors actually come into the Craft Academy having already established a business. I mean, that's not what I was doing when I was in high school, certainly. And so this means that that entrepreneurial mindset that you're talking about is getting into the minds of our kids. And at the Craft Academy, we agree 100%, even to the point we've added that to our curriculum. And it's that plus X component that allows students to pursue those academic opportunities in entrepreneurship at the Craft Academy. And so Morehead State University's School of Business actually has a degree program in small business management and entrepreneurship. Many of our students take courses in this program. We also have a maker space in our residence hall filled with creative tools like soldering irons, 3D printers, CNC machines, sewing machines, and really just more cool stuff. But I'd like to tell you my favorite story about Craft Academy students and entrepreneurship. And so there is this girl named Taylor from Gallatin County. She was in the first class. She was really interested in electronics, and she wanted to work on a project. So one day, Taylor comes into my office, and I handed her a bag of stuff, and I said, "Go make this." And she peeked into the bag and peered up at me with this look of concern and said, "But Miss Carter, I don't know how to sew." And I said, "Go figure it out." And then the next day, she came to me with this pillowcase that she had made with Hello Kitty on it. And Hello Kitty's eyes were made of red LEDs. And when you touched the bundle of thread on her nose, the LEDs lit up. And so she had made her first e-textiles project. And e-textiles are an integration of electronics and fabric. And from there, Taylor built a team of other Craft Academy students. One thing led to another, and with the support of the Kentucky Innovation Network, Taylor and her team had created a small company called Everyday E-Textiles, where they made products that had embedded electronics. And they took this to the next level by taking those entrepreneurship courses through our Plus X curriculum, coupled with specialized electronics courses, and they developed this concept for what they called the E-Gene, or electronic blue genes, that had a temperature sensor and LED outputs controlled by a microcontroller that could be worn by paraplegics to solve this problem where paraplegics don't feel the sensation of temperature. So this system would alert the wearer that there was a temperature threat. And Taylor and her team took this business proposal to Idea State University, to the Lieutenant Governor's Entrepreneurship Challenge, and I think they placed in one of those competitions. But it all started with, "But Miss Carter, I can't sew."
Well, that's quite a story, and it's impacted not only her, but several others. Sounds like it impacted you as well. So would you have any parting comments for our audience? I'm sure that you've whetted the appetite for some of our listeners to have their children or grandchildren look into this program. And how do they find you, or how do they get help to learn more about the Academy?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think there's probably another statement that I'd like to make there about the Craft Academy and the students. The students who are accepted into the Craft Academy They live on campus in a residence hall like other college students. They attend college classes. Often, professors can't even tell the Craft Academy high school student from the actual undergraduate college student. And like other undergraduates, our students also pursue research and special projects with MSU professors and leaders in industry, and they present their work at professional conferences. As a parent of two children, the part I like to hear about is that the Craft Academy student, when they graduate from high school, they graduate with between 60 and 72 college credit hours. And the best part is that's free. Getting a head start like this on a four-year degree program really cuts down on college loan debt, giving that graduate a step in advance of others, you know, just being financially secure. So I think that's a real key point to helping that student be financially stable there.
Absolutely. I think that you talk about time to graduation, that will certainly speed that up as well. Well, this is very interesting. I think we're probably on the site, put a website location for the Craft Academy so people can go to the website and find your contact information, and you might see them or their grandchildren or their children not too far down the line. So I've been talking to Jennifer Carter. She's the Assistant Director of the Craft Academy at Morehead State University. Thank you so much, Jen, for sharing all the information.
Absolutely. Thank you.